Chapter 1. The Journey Begins. Missy experimentally pushed back her bonnet and let the rays of the afternoon sun fall directly on her head. She wasn't sure if that was preferable, since the loss of protection from the sun, with the shade from its wide brim, also kept the slight breeze from her face. It certainly was hot. She comforted herself with the thought that the worst of the day's heat was already past. Surely it would begin to cool before long as the sun moved lower in the western sky. Her first day on the trail seemed extremely long and tiring. The excitement of the morning's early departure already felt as if it were weeks behind her. But no, time insisted it truly had been only at the dawning of this very day when they had exchanged painful goodbyes with her beloved family. As she recalled the tears and sadness of the morning, Missy also felt a tingle of excitement go through her. She and Willie were really heading west. After all the planning and dreaming, they were actually on the way. From her perch on the seat at the front of the wagon, the dream, though still a long way off, was now anchored in reality. Missy's weary, aching body verified that they were indeed on the way, and she shifted on the hard wooden boards to try for a more comfortable position. Willie turned to her, though she knew his hands expertly holding the reins were still aware of every movement of the plodding team. "You tiring?" he asked. His eyes searched her hot face. Missy smiled in spite of her distress and pushed back some strands of damp hair. "A bit. About time for me to stretch my legs again, I reckon." Willie nodded and turned back to the horses he was driving. "I miss you when you're not here beside me," he told her, "but I sure won't deny you none any relief you might be getting from a walk now and then. You wantin' down now?"
"In a few minutes."
Missy fell silent, then commented, "Sure's one bustling, dusty way to travel, this going by wagon train." She could feel Willie's sideways glance at her as she continued. Harness creaking, horses stomping, people shouting. Hadn't realized it would be so noisy.
"I expect it'll quieten some as we all get used to it."
Willie's tone sounded a bit anxious.
"Yeah, I reckon so," Missy assured him quickly. He had enough to worry about without wondering if she was all right.
She reached out to tuck a hand under Willie's arm. She could feel his muscles tighten as he pulled her hand against his body in silent communication. She could see the strength in his arms as they gave firm guidance to the team. His coarse cotton shirt was damp in many places, and Missy noticed he had undone a couple of buttons at the neck.
"Guess we just brought our noise and bustle along with us," she said wryly.
"Meanin'?"
"Well, you know what it's been like at home for all these weeks. We've been planning, packing, crating, loading. It seemed it would never end. And the noise was really something. Everybody talking at once, hammers pounding and barrels and pans banging. It was like a madhouse, that's what it was."
Willie laughed.
"Was kinda, wasn't it?"
Silence again. Missy could feel Willie steal a glance her way. She made no further comment, and finally Willie spoke cautiously.
"You seem to be thinking awful deep-like."
Missy allowed a quiet sigh to escape from her lips and tightened her grip on Willie's arm.
"Not deep. Just thinking of home. It must seem awfully quiet there now. Awfully quiet. After all the days and months of getting ready."
Missy was so taken up with her reverie she didn't finish her sentence, and Willie didn't interrupt. Missy thought of their two wagons crammed full. Never had she dreamed it possible to get so much into two wagons. Everything they would be needing in the months ahead had been loaded into